about what you're doing. And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
Okay, we're on. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Adams with you. The Paul Revere of Talk Radio on this Friday night edition of the program. As you know, this weekend, of course, is a holiday weekend, so won't be here Monday night. Lord willing, Father willing, Yahweh willing, Monday will be a day off, but Tuesday we will be back, okay? Don't forget tomorrow, the rally, Harrisburg, PA. Those of you in the area who can make it, Harrisburg, State House, the steps, the rally for Hazleton, PA, against illegal, invaders, against all kinds of amnesty proposals. That will be Saturday, tomorrow, 12 o'clock noon, and John Clark, of course, will be there. Many people will be there. Many personages will be there. Barbara Coe and company and others will be there. I believe Barbara will be there. I know that there'll be a bunch of our compatriots there to commemorate this travesty and to warn the Congress of what is to come, their wrath to come, over the invasion USA and the dismemberment of our national sovereignty. So, by the way, you can go to the website that John Clark is affiliated with. As you know, immigrationcontrol.com is his website, and read more. Tonight, we have with me on the phone lines, at least we have scheduled, I think we've got him on the line, Mark Farrell, who holds, he actually has a website, and it's been taken down for a little bit, from the server by the, current controlled government of Germany, in dealing with his website and didn't like some of the things he's published, including, revisionist history, which is basically revising history so it conforms with truth. And it is honestmediatoday.com. He also sent me a DVD, which I have viewed, and it is certainly an eye-opener for many. Not for me necessarily, because I'm not new to this, but it is entitled, When the Darkness Falls, The Racially Divided States of America. And it deals with many of these same issues now we're dealing with, the overrunning of America and her culture by really barbarians and those who have come from all over the planet to settle here legally and illegally. So it's going to be a very politically politically incorrect guest and program. So we'll introduce him right after the next break so we don't interrupt his introduction. But we will have him with me in just a few moments. And this video, about an hour or so, of course, deals with, as it says, an unprecedented attack on white culture occurring, changing America's civilization to something that has differed markedly from what was envisioned by her founders. So we'll be talking about that and some rather unknown truths about the founding fathers and what some of them actually believed when we return with Mark Farrell, our guest. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. The number is 800-313-9443.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus,
What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
Okay, we're back now to begin the program, and let me welcome to the program Mr. Mark Farrell, who has this website, honestmediatoday.com. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how are you doing, Rick?
Okay, very good. I first of all was turned on to you by one of our listeners some time ago, a few months ago, and said that I should go to your site and try to get you on the program. And Certainly, the appeal of the title of your website is what drew me to a deeper interest. I'm certainly aware that just about all of the media today are not honest on any particular subject, particularly if it's important. So I delved deeper into your site, and certainly it has a lot of thought-provoking and information that most people today will not get access to in any so-called media forum. So now I understand that your forum, your website, has had some sort of interruption. Would you tell us that about it and why and what's happening?
Yeah, it was down for, I've had it up now for a few years, and this isn't the first time that I've had problems related similar to this, but... It was about a couple months ago. I got a letter from my web host, Servage.net,
mm-hmm.
and they said they were canceling my website, and I was like, "Well, what you know, what's that all about?
Mm-hmm.
And they wrote back and they said, well, we had complaints from these this organization in Germany. And I don't think it's actually part of the German government itself, but rather it's supported by them, and I don't know. They basically kind of work to enforce thought control, so to speak.
But to enforce case, what? Well, excuse me, what did you say? To enforce
they,
what?
They work to enforce thought control. Anything
okay.
deemed politically incorrect by them is suppressed
mm-hmm.
or in any way, shape, or form. Whether if it's a German citizen, of course, they can arrest the person, as in the case of, say, Ernst Zundel or maybe, say, David Irving, who was visiting over in that area. So I don't think...
Now, let me take a guess here. Was it, Al-Qaeda that put in a request that you be removed?
It's called Jugend Schutz or something like that. I can't, you know, I don't actually speak German. And I had to have a colleague of mine, Olaf Childress of the First Freedom or whatever, translate the documents and stuff they sent me. I'm probably going to post it on my website soon.
Yes.
But anyways, they said that... they didn't like my website because I had links to some articles that had doubts about the Holocaust.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well, that ought to put you in big trouble, huh?
Yeah. Can you imagine I had
yes.
actual links to some
That's terrible.
Articles that refuted that?
So, in other words, if you believe in free inquiry and looking into history and checking all the facts, then that must be an offense to certain people. And
yeah,
I suppose if that's an offense, then you must
offense.
Have to pay a price,
yeah.
right?
So they,
yeah.
In any case, they complained to my my web host about that.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, they said, well, we don't want you, you know, we don't want to host you anymore because of that. And I found that, you know, rather disturbing. I mean, because, first of all, I mean, it was an American web host. I suppose, I mean, we could always argue, you know, that was a business decision of theirs because,
right.
you know, they were trying to maybe get business from Germans. But I'm sure the Germans have their own servers and whatever over there, and they probably want, you know, people that speak German in mm-hmm. German to, you know, host their websites. So I doubt if it was, like, really due to a loss of much business in that sense. So there may have been also some Jewish groups or whatever that may have complained as well that
no.
they could have lost their business. But, I mean...
I'm shocked.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm shocked that you would suggest that some Jewish groups who tell us how much they believe in the First Amendment here and freedom and so forth would advocate
Well, they
like that.
Sort of like a collective First Amendment to them, you know.
And
I shouldn't say all of them because, I mean, you know, there's a large diversity of opinion
uh-huh.
among... you know, Jews or any other group, but
mm-hmm.
it seems like that so-called special interest groups for Jews, like the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith.
Bingo.
And yeah, there's a few others, the Jewish Defense League and so
mm-hmm.
forth, but
mm-hmm.
in any case, they seem to want to control our thoughts, or at least control what we read. And,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of videos or whatever. The American, American Family Network, I think it's called. They recently put out a video about hate laws, and as did Reverend Ted Pike. And
mm-hmm.
they tell a lot about the laws that they're trying to enforce upon people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was. I don't know if you saw it. It was a recent video called "Censoring the Church and Silencing Christians."
Mm-hmm.
By Tony Perkins and Dr. James Kennedy.
Yes.
Yeah, that was, it came out kind of recently. It's really, really well done. I was glad to see that by a more mainstream Christian organization. But
so how long was your website interrupted, and how long have you been back now?
I just got it back up just yesterday.
All right.
And it'd been down for a few weeks. Maybe as long as 2 months, I'm not quite sure.
And how did you accomplish?
I could have had it up sooner than that, but I was trying to finish up my most recent DVD, When the Darkness Falls, and I wanted to get that along the way and just put off the website issue for a while. Because I also have another website, SouthAfricaGenocide.com, which deals with the vicious policies going on in South Africa and, and somewhat Zimbabwe, and how whites are being routinely oppressed and murdered and so forth there.
Well, even the blacks, I mean, there's typically intertribal warfare. And, of course, the same media which profess to be concerned about human rights violations and the killing of blacks when whites were in power now, of course, seem to have no interest whatsoever in black oppression, which I find very interesting, to say the least.
Yeah, I guess some people feel it's okay if they do it to themselves, but not if whites dare to do anything.
Now, so you're back up, but now what did it take to get your website back up, Mark?
Oh, a bit more money than I had been paying, but it was kind of nice because the new web host I got, which is firstamendment.net, it's spelled with like a 1st-amendment.net, they're like fully for free speech and so forth, and after I told them what had happened or whatever, they actually gave me some extra bandwidth.
Oh.
So I can probably start hosting like more videos and stuff and maybe have more downloads and so forth.
That's very interesting. Fascinating. And some of your videos, the one that I have received here, now, did you produce this video, When Darkness Falls?
Yes, I sure did.
And it's titled The Racially Divided States of America. Very interesting, and I watched it, and there's very little in it new to me personally, since I've been, you know, reading and watching for about 30 or more years now, the scene in America. I find it for the person who is not well-versed and does not know what's happening, you have meticulously put together documentation about some of the things that I didn't know. I knew some of the views of presidents and so forth in the United States, and we knew that Abraham Lincoln, for instance, wanted to repatriate all Negroes back to Africa, and that was his policy. And, of course, as you know,
either
he was assassinated.
Either Africa or South or Central America.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't know, for instance, some of the more recent views of presidents of recent vintage, from Woodrow Wilson, Calvin Coolidge, to even FDR and Nixon and their racist views that you have described.
I think Eisenhower's Operation Wetback was pretty interesting. I don't know. You would never find something called that today, but I think we need something like that with the countless millions of illegal aliens crossing the border and the government taking all but lackadaisical attitude towards it. It's so distressing.
All right. Well, when we come back, I want to get into some of the videos and your own interest in how you decided to do this. This undertaking is certainly not a very minor task, and talk about some of what is in these videos and other videos you offer on the site, including Ted Pike's materials, by the way, who was our guest last night, and hate laws and making Christians into criminals and so forth, Palestine, the support for Israel, the Unholy Alliance, all of these things that you offer on the website. So we'll also invite callers to join us tonight as well at 800-313-9443. Have a question of Mark? Certainly we would entertain any question to be brought on the program. And I know that some of you have a number of questions, you regular listeners. So we'll do that. Stay where you are, Mark. Mark Farrell is our guest. We will return with your calls, questions, comments, and our discussion with Mark in just 3 minutes from now, right here, Uncensored, Radio Free America, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network with Rick Adams, your radio avenger.
Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Haven't you got any respect for this town?
I just lost it.
Okay, and we are talking with Mark Farrow, Honest Media Today. That's his website, www.honestmedia.com, plans to find the gripping and controversial news and issues that matter most to you. If it's not controversial, you probably won't find it here. We are a hate-free media outlet and will not knowingly allow anything that is hateful to be shown here. We are committed to bringing you honest commentary on the news, is what he says, and that is absolutely true. When you talk about and deal with the issues, that one is not a hater if one brings people's attention to issues that the so-called objective heavy media will not deal with, and you are doing that on your website. You offer a number of materials that certainly contradict the ebb and flow of conventional media thought. So, you know, at one time it was not thought that the earth was round, as you know, Mark, and those that protested and says it was flat, you know, those people were persecuted. And, of course, those who believed that you had to wash your hands before performing surgery and cleanse yourself of germs was indeed quackery. And, of course, look at where we are today. So, you know, it's like who enforces the tyranny of thought control and who is it that enforces this worldwide control over everything that we do and say? And that's a very good question, and I know you have comments about it. in this video that you have produced here. I was unaware that President Woodrow Wilson apparently had some following from Adolf Hitler, for one, huh?
Yeah, that's kind of interesting, I guess. Hitler was somewhat influenced by President Wilson's views, from what I've read in others' research.
What were some of those views now? Did you want to mention some here?
Yeah, if you want to give me a second.
Sure. I know in the video it's documented quite well. He and Coolidge and FDR and some of the others. Of course, we know FDR with his racial plans to intern the Japanese Americans in those horrific camps during World War II was a classic example of racial bigotry.
One thing Wilson did was he had a private showing of D.W. Griffith's 1915 film,
The Birth of a Nation. Yes.
And it dealt with the Ku Klux Klan, of course. And it was in the book Racist America, which is actually written by a black fellow. He had noted that Adolf Hitler was influenced by some of Wilson's writing, and Wilson was once quoted as having said to some blacks who were complaining about his pro-segregation policies, he told these blacks, segregation is not a humiliation but a benefit, now to be so regarded by you gentlemen. And when they became a little bit irate over Wilson, he told some of the blacks, if the colored people made a mistake in voting for me, they ought to correct it. And, I mean, those were actually kind of milder comments to a lot of presidents before him and a few even after. But
What did FDR have to say particularly that was
Well, FDR, he pretty much kept his mouth shut. For the most part, but if you'll remember, he was in charge of the policies that put the Japanese in concentration camps during World War II.
Yes.
So, I mean, even he had, you know, essentially some racial tendencies.
And that was,
and,
you know, Earl Warren
had something,
something
we have to recognize. I mean, you know, with these terrorists coming here, what are we doing bringing in more Iraqis to the United States? I understand there's like 5,000 more coming over or something like that. And, you know, some of them very well may be law-abiding. I'm not going to argue, but why not, you know, bring some white people in from Europe? There is, like, untold discrimination against white folks to the extent now that I think only about 16% of the immigrants allowed to legally become you know, Americans or whatever today are of European or white descent. And why is it that we need to discriminate against whites?
Whites need not apply.
In a country that was essentially founded by whites.
Whites need not apply, maybe. That's the mantra.
Yeah, I mean, what is going on with the government today that they feel that it's necessary to discriminate against, you know, the very people who found this country and who essentially were racist? If you look at all the founding fathers, you know, from Washington, who had slaves, and he, of course, signed the Declaration of Independence and so forth, and that, you know, all the documents said that, you know, blacks would be treated as three-fifths of a person with their vote counting. They actually didn't have a vote. I mean, it would be applied towards whoever owned them. So, I mean, you know, these policies were in place back then. You know, obviously, slavery is an injustice, a great wrong. There can be no argument against that. And I, you know, was vehemently against, you know, I would be vehemently against it, just as I am vehemently against slavery occurring today in Africa by Africans. But the fact of the matter is, you know, the founding fathers of the United States were basically racist, and they found this country and they developed the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, for them and their posterity, or their white descendants.
All right, we'll pick up on that note and take calls in the next half hour. Our guest is Mark Farrell, and Honest Media Today. We'll be right back with him and you, our listeners. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, if you want to know the truth, I don't much care for the time I was born into. It seems people aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the earth.
Okay, we are back with Mark Farrell and some of the shocking videos that are on his website are the persecution of revisionists, the Holocaust unveiled, Zionist war crimes, the case for the prosecution. Judge declares war, a critical look at World War II. Understanding anti-Semitism, why do some people dislike Jews? Representative Paul Finley dares to speak out. 22-year veteran congressman exposes Israel's lobby. Ritual murder revisited, the hidden cult. The line in the sand, and, of course, much more. Africa, Blood and Guts, Mondo Kane, the film from 1964, Slave Trade in the World Today, Hate Laws Revisited, Making Criminals of Christians by Ted Pike. Those are the kinds of things that you'd expect to see on his website. And, of course, that's www.honestmediatoday.com. And I guess you have a store up on Amazon.com, too, huh?
Yeah, I sure do.
So how do people find that, the store?
There's links from my website.
There's a link, right?
Yeah.
Very good.
From from all the
okay.
pages.
Okay, so before we take another call or two, I'd just like to ask you, in this video, which you begin with a lot of history, the history of slavery and the institution and the war of the South and so forth, and the presidents like Lincoln who wanted repatriation of blacks to Africa. And,
yeah, there's a common misunderstanding of Lincoln that mm-hmm. he was like, you know, a lot of people view him today in some misguided way as being a multiculturalist, and mm-hmm. and they believe that, you know, he wanted to stop slavery, and that's not true at all. In fact, he himself said, mm-hmm. and I quote him, "My paramount objective of the struggle was the state of the Union. It is not either to save or destroy slavery. If I could save the Union without freeing any slave, I would do it. And mm-hmm. if I could save it by freeing all slaves, I would do it. And mm-hmm. if I could save it by freeing some and leaving others alone, I would also do that. What I do about slavery and the colored race, I do because I believe it helps to save the Union." And I mean, there is, of course, a lot of comments that would be regarded by some as being white supremacists that President Lincoln had said as well. But the fact of the matter is, the Civil War itself, you know, it really had nothing at all to do with the freeing the slaves. It mm-hmm. was all a matter of essentially states' rights.
It was really enslaving the free, actually, is what it came down
to. Yeah, that's essentially what it ended up being, because
yes.
There was a great resentment in the North after the war toward the South, and I think they basically made the North basically made you know, black citizens or whatever, realizing that they would control the South because the Southerners weren't allowed to vote, as a sort of punishment for the war.
Mm-hmm.
And especially after Lincoln died, because you know, there was a great anger as a result of that, even though it was, you know, the result of just one person, John Wilkes Booth, who didn't, you know. But what's done is done, and we can't change what occurred
now,
back then, but we can't change the future.
Beyond the beginning of your video, when you get into current times and the real fact that there is a war against white Europeans in America.
There sure is. There sure
you know,
is. And we're quickly becoming a minority in our own nation.
Well, you get into the so-called immigration crisis, which is an invasion, and it sounds almost like I'm watching one of John Clark's videos or one of the others where you show the violence of these groups, many of them communist, socialist, Marxist groups. And you see La Raza, you see Maldad.
Yeah,
you see
they're
these groups,
like, you know, chanting, you know,
yes.
"Death to the white man" or
"Death
gringo,
to the white man." Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you see them shouting how they're going to take part of America back, and that, you know, mm-hmm. Europeans should go back to England. And then you see a little bit of the violence against whites. And you know, these things are becoming increasingly irregular. And
mm-hmm.
It'd be nice if we could just wish it would all go away, and that, you know, everybody would hold hands and society would increase. But in fact, our society is slowly transitioning into a third world status. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, something like this takes a long time. I mean, you can look at Brazil, and, you know, there's still some people that are able to, you know, live adequately there. But, you know, as society declines, there's going to be an increasing level of poverty, you know, to the point where we'll have people living in essentially stick huts like they do in Mexico or shanty towns as they do there, and you know, it's going to end up coming to that, and there's going to be a lot of resentment and probably violence, and of course when whites no longer have enough people to vote for their own electorate, then of course we'll have transitioning to what South Africa is dealing with right now, and they'll dispossess whites of essentially all that they have, and, you know, when murders against whites do occur, pretty much the law enforcement there, as in America's future, if things don't change, completely disregards it. And these are all things that we have to take in consideration about the future of America and where we're headed. And is this really the future that we want?
Do you think that so you foresee a race war, some sort of racial war?
It's really difficult to see if it'll come to that, but there's no doubt going to be increasing violence. But, like, you know, just like the L.A. riots and what occurred after Hurricane Katrina, All it takes is, a natural disaster. And I hate to say it, but it's essentially true that cities that are predominantly non-white will take advantage of the situation, and they'll loot, and they'll riot or have insurrections and, take whatever they can. And, in the past, there's always been enough white people to quell these riots. But when there aren't, it'll just expand, and there won't be really too much we can do about it. And in a situation like where we are today, with the National Guard being overseas with the military, it's a scary thought to think what would happen if minorities had another race riot as they did in 1992. Back then, of course, we had the National Guard from not only California, but I believe it's other places. And the same thing has happened throughout history when we look at it. I don't foresee it getting any better in the near future.
All right, let's take some calls then for you, Mark. 1-800-313-9443. You might not have seen his videos, but you've heard Mark speak, and we'll take your calls now. First, let's start off with Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Yeah, hello. It's Mark what? What's the
Mark
last name?
Farrell.
Farrell, like the Farrell that ran against Christopher Shays, right. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the website?
HonestMediaToday.com.
Slowly now. What now?
HonestMediaToday.com. Today.com.
Honest Media Today.com. Okay, mm-hmm. I just want to get that. I don't want to take much time, but I just want to get that.
All right.
Okay. I'd have to tell you, a lot of stuff you're saying is very true. As far as the riot stuff, though, that was triggered by a police incident in California. I think nobody else was rioting around the country.
Well,
except
I don't
California,
necessarily
wasn't.
Know if I would really blame it on the police.
When I say blame it on the police, they could have been government triggered too, because you have the Crips and the Bloods, and that's
but
black
gang. It's happened.
But I heard that they got a CIA connection.
In 2001 in Cincinnati, there were like major riots. After Hurricane Katrina, after every natural disaster, you look, there's typically some looting or something of that nature. But what exactly did you?
Oh no, what you're saying about the. Immigration and about these stuff again. You want to know why they're doing this against since the country was founded by whites. I believe that, and even Ricky may disagree with me, but some people may think these politicians are just on the take. But I remember some books that William Cooper read back in the 90s, and it's not just about money and greed, and it's just on the take. You got some hardcore religious, hardcore. Treasonous, religious, what can I call it, zealots, and I don't necessarily mean Christian now, okay, that are in the Congress, in the Senate, and all over that Illuminati, and they believe in this treason. They think it's better that this country, that we get rid of borders, that we bring all these people in here and get rid of the Constitution and have this one world, third world status. Part of the plan, I remember Cooper read, was that they were going to deliberately state it in some of their books, that they were going to, not CFR magazine now, I'm not talking about foreign affairs, something else, some books by some people worked in the president's administrations, like Carter's administration, Nixon's, Reagan's, but Reagan didn't know about it, where they were going to deliberately plan to bring down the Western world in Europe and uplift the third world a bit and have a one world communist socialist thing. And also with the immigration, the thing that sickens me is that these people seem to have no sense of nationhood, culture, or nothing else. As long as we could bring in any crap in here from third world, they think going to sweat and work, and as long as it's going to, what they call, get our own people off their ASSs, so to speak. I mean, I've heard that phrase. I'm not saying from everybody. I'm saying from these people and some people on AM radio try to push that line. Like the business about jobs Americans don't want to do. You know what I'm saying? It's a system. It's just a propaganda, brainwashing thing, a strategy they use. And as long as we can have that, the hell with anything else. The hell with whether we have a plunger or a candle or a window or a door that even has any quality like the Germans make or like the Swedes make or even like the English make. As long as we just have We just have some people coming here to struggle, lift themselves up from the bootstrap from poverty, and it doesn't always work. And as long as they could do anything, keep Americans busy, entwining, struggling, and whatever, and embrace all this ideal of a one world humanity and a new world root race. I mean, I know I sound like I'm off the wall, but that's exactly what stuff that I've heard, and I've actually seen it. And I've actually tricked some Masons on the telephone, gave certain passwords. This was in New York. Made them think I was one. And they tell me. They would tell me. And most of them were white. I don't know whether they were Jewish or non-Jewish, but there's these people who do, you know, in the top level CFR, they believe in this. This is not just because they're on the take. They're rich enough already. They could have turned on Rockefeller and their name a long time ago with the millions of dollars they have. You know, you see what I'm saying? It's not just greed.
Yes,
they believe
he
in
sees.
This.
Now, Henry, you I know your views, and I know you've called on many of these issues before.
Yeah.
What specifically do you have as a question for our guest
tonight? Oh, well, I want to know, well, one is, I like to know if either he is a part of some movement or strategy, let's say stop this immigration. I mean the legal immigration, because it's not just the illegal. See, the reason why they force the illegal is because they can't get as much non-white immigrants in here legally. There's a limit to so much people can come in here legally. So they did, that's part of the reason with the illegal. But
right.
We got to change the legal immigration.
So you want to know if he's part of any particular...
Right, and what we could do to change the legal immigration.
Okay. All right, now let him respond. Mark?
Okay.
No, I'm not a part of any organization. What can we do to stop the legal immigration?
Yeah, non-white immigration.
I'm not so much opposed to legal immigration, but I am opposed to the massive non-white
That's what I'm talking about, the massive non-white legal immigration that destroyed
all
the
right,
country.
All right, Henry.
Yeah, okay.
I don't really have
a good answer for you. We have to basically tell our leaders that, you know, they need to listen to what we're saying, and if they don't, then we need to get new ones in their place.
Well, we need to get rid of the controlled
media that tells us, you know, who we're going to vote for.
Yeah,
you know,
Mark.
Like last election, you know, it's typically you don't really vote for Bush, you don't vote for Kerry, you don't vote for Clinton, you vote against you know,
lesser of two evils.
Well, what choice? What real choices are there, though, Mark?
Ron Paul would be, yes.
Yeah,
and
but the reality
out there to as many people as possible.
Mark, the reality though is one thing; the rhetoric is something else. Realistically speaking, given the odds that you have just listed, the media and all of the corruption and so forth, how can we realistically pin our hopes on one man? One candidate who certainly is a decent candidate, the best, having any effect on change when we, as you say, we people are being outnumbered and outvoted because the special interest groups, including the illegals, can somehow manage to get to vote. You know, we are now seeing the politicians, as they were in ancient Rome, become the creatures of the mob, and the mob rules, and the mob gets what it wants.
Well, maybe we as whites need to become the mob then.
Well, but how do we do that?
Well, we need to resort to what our founding fathers did. We need to...
You mean revolution?
Fight for our rights.
Well, I would say this. Cooper said that when people... He didn't want to release the militia until he said, and he's white, until they absolutely have martial law. When you know for a fact the Constitution is suspended... And it really is going to be a totalitarian full takeover, okay? Not these little things like Bush are doing, which is just as bad, but you know what I mean, a real complete thing, okay, where it looks almost complete. He said they would be. He couldn't stop it. But let me ask you this. Since you sound like an expert, say this and I'll go, because I know he has other calls. Can you, since you do a lot of research, I'm wondering, have you found anything what the idea or what the what were the roots of all that stuff in this country anyway, with the fact that we should be this real multicultural, diverse kind of society, especially in massive numbers? I'm not talking about somebody married somebody from some country and brought them here on an individual basis, like some people that migrate to Europe and eventually breed into the population and that's it. But this push, which I think came even before the 60s or even after that, to kind of...
I don't know. Have you read Professor Kevin MacDonald's book?
All right, Sully, you said McDonald. What's the first name?
Kevin McDonald.
McDonald.
Kevin McDonald's book.
Yeah,
okay, no, what's the name
California.
Of it? What's
anyway,
the name of it?
He looked into the matter, and he saw that as far as encouraging this diversity, Jews were very instrumental to it in that.
Yeah, I heard that, too.
After World War II or whatever, they essentially didn't want to be scapegoated for a lot of the things.
Right, but they think it's okay for Israel to be racially
in a
curious.
Way mm-hmm. to yes. prevent that from happening, divert attention from themselves, they encourage more diversity so that, you know, people will feel so alienated or at least point their anger towards, like, other groups that they'll be too preoccupied to pay much attention to the, say, like, the recent $30 billion that Bush recently gave Israel on August 16th.
Okay.
While we have bridges at home that are falling down.
Yes, thank you for the call, Henry.
Thank
All right, we'll be back with more calls ahead. 800-313-9443 is the number live to be on Uncensored Radio Free America here on the Republic Broadcasting Network with my guest, Mark Farrell. I'm Rick Adams.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
Okay, and we go right back to the phones and say hello to Jim in Texas. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Rick.
Yes.
Hello, Mark. Hey.
Mark, I've read your stuff for a couple of years or so now. You've been on my favorites, and I read all your stuff that I can find. So,
hey, thanks.
There's nothing new about your opinions to me, but you and both you and Rick kind of caused me to have a pause here a while ago when you stated that there was an organized Jewish group that complained about somebody else's freedom of speech. I've never heard of that before. I've never heard of that.
Really?
I've been listening for years and years about all the news media, hundreds of thousands of articles and spokesmen talking about Ernst Sundel has his right of free speech and David Irving does, and how dare the powers that be restrict their freedom of speech. These people are the light unto humanity.
That's right. It was the Muslims that was behind the censorship, and
right.
They tried to blame the Jews.
They're the ones that censor everything, not our beloved Jewish brethren.
No.
They would never do such a thing.
Absolutely not.
That's why I'm a little bit ticked off at both of you tonight, because I've never heard of such a thing before. I mean, it's only been going on since...
We appreciate your tongue-in-cheek humor.
Ancient Egypt, I believe, is when it started, and it hasn't quit since.
It doesn't seem like it has.
Mm-hmm.
But to talk about your previous caller, to talk about when did this start and why, it's all the old ancient divide and conquer. Okay, you can't divide a nation that's 90% white and 10% minority. You can't divide them enough to conquer. You have to have it close to half and half or 60-40. Then you can divide and conquer.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can control the whole mess.
Mm-hmm.
That's their plan. It's always
been
their plan.
Yeah, we're too busy fighting with the other people to recognize what they're doing in front of our faces.
Right.
I mean, it seems like the news hardly even gave any mention recently, as I said right before Rick went to the commercial, of the $30 billion that Bush gave to Israel. And I read an article some time ago in the Christian Science Monitor that said since the 40s we've given Israel over $1 trillion. And geez, I mean, you know, when is it going to end? Our own commies faltering. We have bridges falling in the water. Banks are going under or very close to it. Record number of foreclosures,
mm-hmm.
bankruptcies going on left and right.
Mm-hmm.
And here our nation is taking our tax dollars and giving it to Israel. And they what they do is they say, you know, it's like a special loan. But, you know, it's like a loan that they never enforce to be paid back. And they never do pay.
And then comes along professors John J. Mersheimer and Stephen Walt, who at least one of them is an avowed Jew, saying, hey, the gig is up. We don't need Israel to protect our interests. Quite the other way around. They're costing us our interest in the Middle East. There's no longer a, quote, Soviet threat, Cold War going on. And they say, so what's the gig? Well, Israel has the most powerful lobby anywhere in the world, and it controls the Congress, the White House, and the media. So it's that simple, and they're right.
And it's even more simple than that, because to these people, there is no such thing as enough.
Yes.
If you gave them the entire United States Treasury
Which
and all of Western
have,
Europe's, it wouldn't be enough.
That's true.
There is
That's
never
true.
Enough for these people.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, you are right, Jim, as usual. What
that
more
word
can I
doesn't
say?
Doesn't exist in their vocabulary enough, or... It's like the main word in the vocabulary is whine and complain.
I think the slogan is too much is never enough. Right.
Right.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate
right.
your input. We'll be back hour number two, and Mark can stay with us, I presume. We'll do that when we return. His website, back up, www.honestmediatoday.com, and we'll take your calls when we return. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
It's true.